जिस देश में जिस वेश में रहो,
जिस हाल में जिस देश में जिस वेश में रहो।
राधारमण 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 कहो,
राधारमण 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 कहो,
राधारमण 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 कहो,
राधारमण राधारमण।
ओमाप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक् प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथो बलम् इन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्मोपनिषदं माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मामा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणं मे अस्तु। तदात्मनि निरतय्युपनिषत्सु धर्माः ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति।
Let us see the brief thought flow of Keno Upanishad. A qualified student reaches the teacher and asks him, willed by whom, directed by whom, these organs of perception, organs of action, mind and prana function. In a nutshell, he wants to know, who am I? And then the teacher gives the answer, Srotrasya srotram manaso mano yad vacho ha vacham sahu pranasya prana chachu sa chachu ati muchya dhira pretya asman lokad amirata bhavanti. He didn't say in one word, you are Atman or Brahman. He said, that entity is Srotrasya srotram, the ear of ear, mind of mind, pranas prana, and this way, and knowing this way, atimuchya dhira, dhira, the intelligent people, they get liberation. And what is the fruit? Asman lokad amrita bhavanti pretya. Living this world, they become immortal. Then he again clarifies, na tatra chachu gacchati. न वाग्गच्छति न मनो न विद्मनो न विजानीमो देयर यू कैन नॉट रीच हिम बाय योर ऑर्गन्स ऑफ परसेप्शन यू कैन नॉट रीच हिम बाय योर ऑर्गन्स ऑफ एक्शन यू कैन नॉट रीच बाय योर माइंड एंड इंटेलेक्ट एंड यदेतद् अनुस्यात् अन्यदेव तद् विदिता तथो अविदितादि एंड ही इज डिफरेंट फ्रॉम नोन एंड अननोन Different from manifest and unmanifest. Different from gross and subtle. Iti susram purvesham. This is what we have heard from our guru. This is from the guru sishya parampara is coming and that is how I am explaining you. Very good. Then one student said, now I know him very well. The moment he says, you know him very well, then you don't know. And if you say, I don't know, then you know. So that means, as an object, you can never know him. He will never become an object of your perception. You cannot act upon that Atma Tattva. You cannot get him by your mind or intellect. If you say, I know him, you haven't got it. But if you say, yes, I have experienced it, but you can't express. That means you know. And you remember the story of our Ajay Kumar. Ajay Kumar will not say that I know Ajay Kumar this much, this much, this much, or this much. No. Ajay Kumar say, I am Ajay Kumar. I am Brahman. So that way you know. Then after that in the third chapter, in the second chapter also he gave a practical hint. And what was that practical hint? Pratibodha viditam matam amritattam hi bindate. Pratibodha viditam. You want practical tip? You want to experience it? Okay. Watch your thoughts. In each and every thought, he is there. Each and every thought, he is illuminating. Pratibodha viditam matam. And if you come to know that illuminator, then amritattam hi bindate. You get that immortality. Only you have to know, always remember, only you have to know. Only gyatva, nothing is to be done. Then after that, in the third chapter, a story was given. Some student could not understand it. Okay, story batate hain, story se samjho. Then what was the story? The story was that the Agni Devta, Vayu Devta, Indra Devta went and to find out that Yaksha, and they could not find, they could not know it. They all came back. And the inner meaning is that if the devatas can't understand, so the presiding deity of the senses, Vak represents organs of action. Agni represents the presiding deity of eyes, organs of perception. So organs of action, organs of perception. And Indra represents the king of all senses. All senses report to mind. So Indra also could not get it. Then who told? It was Uma. Uma told. Uma is Brahma Vidya. Uma is teacher. So without teacher, you will never get it. Over. Then the fourth type of student, Atimanda. He said, can you give some example? Can you explain the by way of example? He said, yes, I will give you an example. It is like lightning, vidyuta. It takes a form of vidyut and again leaves that form. Another example, he said, oh, vidyut toh kabhi kabhi hota hai. You tell me something regular example. Okay, then you're blinking of your eyes. When your eyes are open, you are able to see everything. No. Some adhyatma example. This is adhidaivik. Give me adhyatma example. Okay, I will give you adhyatma example also. The adhyatma example given was mana. Go and see your mind. You see, you have to reach through mind. See your mind. In mind, he is as an illuminator there. So you watch your thoughts, then try to see who is the illuminator of that thought, and this way you get it. 4 times Upanishad over. First was when, in the first chapter, he said, Pranasya Prana, over, Katam. Next time, you want practical tip, okay. Pratibodh Viditam Matam, over. Practical bhi bata diya. Want a story, chalo, Katam. Same thing, in different way. Fourth, you want example, Adesh. Give me Adesh. Adesh means example. Example is also given, over. Ab aur kya bataye? Then one student says, mantra number 7.
Upanishadam bho bruhi.
Upanishadam bho bruhi.
Iti.
Iti.
Uktata upanishada.
Uktata upanishada.
Brahmi vavata. Upanishadam abhrumeti.
Upanishadam abhrumeti.
Upanishadam bho bruhi. Iti uktata upanishada. Brahmi vavata. Upanishadam abhrumeti.
The student says, Upanishadam bho bruhi. Bho means, oh sir, oh teacher, oh reverend sir, please tell me Upanishad. Bho bruhi, please tell me Upanishad again. Then teacher was stunned. I have explained in detail, and you all were physically present every day. I have taken attendance every day. So that means you were physically present, but not mentally, you were not present. Is that so? So he said, Uktata Upanishad. I have told you Upanishad. Teacher replies. The student says, please tell me Upanishad. Teacher says, Uktata Upanishad. I have told you Upanishad. In detail, I have told you everything. What that Upanishad you taught? Brahmi Bhavata Upanishad. I talk to you about the Brahman only. Brahmi Upanishad, which tells about the Brahman, I taught you that only, nothing else. Brahmi. What is this Brahmi? It says, Brahmi Brahmana Paramatma Niyam Brahmi Tam Paramatma Vishatvat Atita Vijnanasya Vav Evte Upanishad Abhut. I have told you about the Brahman, nothing else. I have told you about the Brahman. Very good. Paramatma Vishaya Upanishadam Srutvat Upanishadam Bho Bruhiti Prichata Sishya Ko Abhipraya. We will not think, Shankaracharya is thinking, what is the Abhipraya, what is the motive, what is the purpose of the student asking these questions again? Upanishadam bho bruhi, why he is saying so? What is motive? What is its purpose? Then he says, yadi, he is trying to find out, he is analyzing the question. Yadi tavat srutasarthasya prashna krita tata pishta paishan utpanna trot anarthak prashna shat. If he wants to say that please tell me the whole of Upanishad once again, then it is saying pishta pesana. It is just repeating. Therefore the question is anarthak. It has got no sense. Pishta pesana. You know what is pishta pesana? You get the wheat, then you grind it, then becomes atta. So atta is pishta pesanam. So if the student is suggesting, tell me again, then it is the pishta pesanam. Ab atta ko aur kya pise? It is already pisa hua. Second time it cannot be again count. Earlier, you might have seen, I don't know, you may have seen in earlier, there used to be shops in India who used to grind the wheat. हाँ देखा है Now they are all gone. You have got now get the branded thing packed and everything. So what they used to write, Aata Pisne Ki Chakki. But that is wrong. It is Gehu Pisne Ki Chakki, not Aata Pisne Ki Chakki. If Aata Pisne Ki Chakki, then it is Pishta Pesnam. So Shankaracharya says, if he is saying to repeat the whole thing, then it is Pishta Pesnam, it is Anarthak. He is not asking that. That is a senseless question. Atha, second alternative, what can be? Avaseso ukta upanishyat tata tasya phala vachane upasangharo na yukta prityas asman lokad amrita bhavanti. If he is thinking the Upanishad is not over, that also is not right. Why? Because we have already told about the fruits of this Upanishad. What will happen? Pritya asman lokat amrita bhavanti. And we have said twice. In chapter number 1, we have said. In mantra number 2, in chapter number 2, again we have said. In mantra number 5. So the fruit of this Upanishad, knowing this Brahman, is also said. Amrita bhavanti. You will become immortal. So once that is said, khatam ho gaya. Like Hanuman Chalisa, jo satbar paath kariso hi, chute hi bandi. Khatam. Fruits of action bata diya, Hanuman Chalisa, Satyanarayan puja, you do this puja, you will get this thing. Over. That way is also not right, asking this question. Then Shankaracharya ji ke, kas tare abhipraya prashturitu chate, then what is the abhipraya, what is the purpose? Why is he asking this question? He is not a fool. He is a qualified student. He is asking. Then Shankaracharya ji says, kim purvokta upanishat asesataha tat sahakari sadhanan apeccha ati nirpechava. He wants to know, do we have to do anything after getting knowledge or not? Is it with sapeccha sadhan or nirpeccha sadhan? Sapeccha sadhan? You have to do something even after the knowledge. Sapeccha sadhan. Nirpeccha sadhan? Nothing is to be done. Why is he asking this question? Sapeccha sadhan or nirpeccha? Because in the world we see, when we become engineer, we have got the knowledge of engineering or the medicine or whatever subject you have learned. Do you get the fruit of action then and there? The moment you become engineer, do you get salary? No, you have to practice. Then only you get money. So mere knowledge will not help. You have to practice that knowledge. Then you get the fruit. So therefore he is thinking, you have given me Upanishad. Okay, tell me what else is to be done thereafter. To get that Amritattva. Pata laga kuch? There is a misunderstanding in the world. People think after knowing this knowledge, they have to do pranayama, they have to do asana, they have to do meditation. It is wrong. Nothing is required. When you are seeing snake on the rope and you get the knowledge of the rope, snake is no more there. Tell me, to remove the fear of the snake, do you have to do any asana, pranayama, or meditation after the knowledge? Is it required? No. You have touched the illusory snake. You think you have become impure. Now you have to take bath. But after the knowledge, there is no snake at all. Do you need to purify yourself? No. You have seen dream. Do you have to do anything after you come out of the dream? Nothing is to be done. It's false. Very good. So therefore the question of the student is, is this Brahma Vidya dependent on some sadhana or not? I want to know this thing. If it is over, then why didn't you say the end? Like in the cinema hall, ultimately last they say the end. Otherwise the audience will keep on sitting. So think a kuch break ho gaya. Abhi it will continue. This is interval. You say the end. And Shankaracharya says, it is like the Piplad says in Prashnopanishad, Ukta te Upanishad, I have told you the Upanishad. Do you say like that? The Upanishad is over. Like Piplad says in Prashnopanishad. So student wants to confirm that after getting this Brahma Vidya, do I have to do any more sadhana or not? Now the Upanishad will give you the answer for this. Do we have to do any sadhana or not? Next.
Tasai tapo damah karmeti pratishtha. Tasai tapo damah karmeti pratishtha. Veda sarvangani, Veda sarvangani, satyamayatanam, satyamayatanam, tasai tapo damah karmeti pratishtha, Veda sarvangani, satyamayatanam.
Tasai tapo damah karmeti pratishtha. And the caption given by Shankaracharya is this: Vidya prapti ke sadhan. To get this knowledge of self, what you have to do are these. Vidya prapti ke sadhan, for getting. What are those? Tasai tapo damah karmeti pratishtha. The foundation is that tapa, dama, and karma. Veda, sarvangani, and its limbs are Veda and Vedanga. And satyam, ayatanam, and the abode is satyam. So if you want to get this knowledge, then what we have to do? You have to do the tapa. And the tapa is written in detail in Bhagavad Gita in chapter 17. We will be dealing it within our one or two sessions it will come. We are studying chapter 17. The tapa is there in detail. Mantra number 5-6 and again 6 sloka Lord will say about the tapa at body level, at speech level and at mind level. You have to do the tapas. Then after doing the tapas, then comes the dhamma. After dhamma, it is karma. So we'll come to that one by one. Here Shankaracharya says, Ya imam brahma upanishan tab agre abrumeti tasyai tasya uktya upanishat prapti upaya bhutani. Prapti upaya for getting this knowledge. Bhutani, what we have to do? Tap adini, you have to do tap, dam and karma. So first of all, let us be clear, there is no sadhana, no mantra required after knowledge. Let us be very, very clear about that. But after getting the knowledge, now you don't know Sanskrit. I also don't know Sanskrit. But we are getting the knowledge of Brahman. But suppose after getting knowledge of the Brahman, you want to study Sanskrit. And once you study the Sanskrit, then you start enjoying more. That is different. You have got the Gyan. Now you want to enjoy. यू स्टडी संस्कृत एंड एंजॉय. ठीक है, फॉर आवर एंटरटेनमेंट वी गो टू द सिनेमा, बट इफ द माइंड और द मूड इज नॉट गुड, विल यू एंजॉय इट? नो. वी परसीव सो मेनी थिंग्स इन द वर्ल्ड. इफ द माइंड और मूड इज नॉट गुड, वी डोंट लाइक इट. सो माइंड इज टू बी इन गुड मूड, ना, टू एंजॉय. वेरी गुड. लाइक द मिल्क वी कीप इन ए कंटेनर, इफ द कंटेनर इज नॉट गुड, नॉट प्योर, देन द मिल्क विल स्पॉयल. यू नीड ए कंटेनर विच इज प्योर, शुड बी क्लीन. सिमिलरली दिस ब्रह्म विद्या इज ऑल्सो लाइक मिल्क, इट्स वेरी प्योर. द कंटेनर द बॉडी विच इज होल्डिंग द माइंड विच इज होल्डिंग शुड बी वेरी प्योर. सो टू कीप इट लाइक दैट, सो दैट यू कैन साइन इन दैट ब्रह्म विद्या, so that you can abide in that Brahma Vidya, continue to do your practice of tapa, dhamma and karma, which you were doing earlier for getting this knowledge. You got it? For getting this self-knowledge, what you have to do is the tapas, dhamma, and you have to do the karma. Now you have got the knowledge. After getting the knowledge, suppose you have no more doing tapa, no dhamma, no karma, then what will happen? You may again go to the OET, object, emotions and thought. Your mind will become again impure. So to keep your mind pure, you continue to do the tapa, dhamma, karma, so that this Brahma Vidya which you have got will sign, it will abide in you, it will not leave you. Then what is this tapa? So tapa is it, kaya indriya mansam samadhanam, kaya indriya mansa. So tapa at three levels, kaya, body, mana, indriya, senses. It was, we have also studied when we were studying manasodhanam, manascha indriyanam cha ekagraham param tapa. Single pointedness of mind and senses is the param tapa. Param tapa is if you can concentrate your senses and mind on one. This is the param tapa. Okay, when you do this tapas, what happens? You conserve that energy. Even you are sitting idle and sitting idle, still you will find at the end of the day you are tired. Doing nothing, your energy is being wasted. So you are doing the tapas, you have concentrated your mind and senses, you have conserved the energy. This energy should not leak out through senses, there the dham is required, control of your senses. Tapa, dhamma, karma. There is a sequence there. By tapas, you are conserving. By dhamma, you are not allowing this conserved energy to leak out from your senses. Dhamma. Then how should we utilize? Karma. What is that karma? Shankaracharya says, Agnihotradi. Dhamma is upsama, karma agnihotradi. What is this agnihotradi? Agnihotradi. Nowadays we are not doing any havan and all that agnihotradi. Agnihotradi means that whenever you do any havan, you say, oh Lord, this is for? Not for? So in Kali Yuga, what we have to do? All my karmas, oh Lord, it is for you. I am brushing my teeth in the morning, Lord, it is for you. All actions are for you. Then it becomes karma yoga. So tapa, dhamma and karma. And what is this Veda? There are four Vedas. Rig, Yajur, Sam and Atharva. And what are Vedanga? Six Vedangas. sixth Vedanga is Siksha. What is the Siksha? Siksha is science of pronunciation. How to utter Veda mantra. In Veda mantra you will find Udat, Anudat, Swarit. Somewhere you have to raise your pitch, somewhere you have to lower it, somewhere it is plain.
In the middle.
Swarit. And next is your kalpa. Kalpa is the ritual part. How to perform a ritual. I want to do some havan. Which should I face? How many bricks are to be put in that havan kunda? That is the ritual part. That is called kalpa. Then vyakaran. Vyakaran you all know. Grammar. Chanda. Chanda means meter. Meter means not taximeter. Here meter means anustop, chanda. Different type of chandas are there. Anustop, trishtop, chanda. Then the fifth is jyotish, astrology. And the last one is nirukta, etymology. How each word is coined. Each word has got a meaning. Like maya. You know all know maya. What is maya? Yama. Which is not there. So in Sanskrit, each word is coined this way. And that there are roots, nearly 4,000 roots are there, and from 4,000 roots all the words are made. So they are the limb. So if you know all of them, you enjoy. So these are beautification. You see, if a lady dresses with good sarees and all that, looks good. But if she puts ornaments, that's better. Similarly, these Veda and Vedanga are ornaments on you. If you know all these things, then you enjoy more. Satyam Ayatanam. And the Satyam, Satyam is the permanent residence of Brahma Vidya. If the Satya is there, the Brahma Vidya will always be with you. So your life should be based on the Satya. Even after giving this knowledge to the students in Taittiriya Upanishad, at the time of convocation, it is said to the student, Satyam Vada Dharmam Chara. You are going out, but you lead the life of Satya. In Mundak Upanishad, it is said, Satyena Labdha Tapasa. By Satya, you will get this truth. By this practice of truthfulness, always speak truth, then you will abide in it. Satyameva jayate vise. Ultimately, Satya will win. It will be very hard in the beginning, but ultimately Satya will win. You see, it's a very simple. If you speak truth, your mind is quiet. If you speak untruth, aap class mein kyun nahi aaye? Somebody will say, oh, I was sleeping. But to Acharya, yo, I had to go to, I have to take the children, you know, you have got a lot of activity. And to the real friend, I really forgot, I was sleeping. So they give 10 excuses to 10 different people. Now they have to remember. So how difficult it is, you see. Remain on the truth. One Mahatma gave example how the people do practice this untruth. One employee applied for leave. Well, kya likhe? Every time I have to find out new. Grandmother expired. Chutti. Boss said, okay, what? Kya kahe? You have to go. Grandmother expired. So this fellow went out, the employee went out of the office. After a couple of hours, grandmother enters the office searching for her grandson. The next day when this employee came back, they said, your grandmother reincarnated. Good. So these are the values you must keep. Tapa, Dhamma and Karma. when we started with the Santi Mantra, it was stated there also, ya upanishastu dharma te mai santu, te mai santu. Whatever this Upanishad dharma, the sadhan chatushtaya, whatever I have done, those values should remain with me. Te mai santu, they should remain with me. Why? So that this Brahma Vidya will remain with me. Very good. Now we are coming to the last mantra.
Yo, yo va etam evam veda.
Yo va etam evam veda.
Apahatya papmanam.
Apahatya papmanam.
Anante swarge loke jee.
Anante swarge loke jee.
Pratitishthati pratitishthati.
Pratitishthati pratitishthati.
Yo va etamevam veda. Apahatya papmanam. Anante swarge loke jee. Pratitishthati pratitishthati.
Yo va etam eva veda. Whosoever knows in this way. In this way means the way it was explained from chapter 1 to chapter 4. Who understands in this way? Apahatya papmanam. All sins are destroyed. All sins are destroyed. Shankaracharya says, what are those sins? Avidya, kama, karma, lachanam, sansara, bijam, vidhuya. Vidhuya? Clinging. Of what? Avidya, kama, karma. Have you heard this word?
Parampara. By heart.
So this anarthkari parampara, avidya, kama, karma will end. And the greatest sin is actually avidya. Because of the avidya, we are doing all sins. If you can remove avidya, ignorance, khatam. Avidya. In our BMI chart, where is avidya? Vasana. And the kaam, desire, according to avidya, according to vasana, kaam, a desire will come in the intellect. And then the mind will become agitated. Sankalpa vikalpa start thinking. Then intellect will take a decision. After taking a decision, avidya, kaam, karma, bodily action. Immediately you will do it. And once you have done the action, you will have to take fruit of action. And when the fruit of action comes, what will happen? You will like it or you may not like it. This likes and dislikes, again printed there. That becomes your vasana. And according to your liking, you will again go that side. So this is avidya, kaam, karma, anarthakari, parampara. Shankaracharya ji say, apahatya, avidya, kaam, karma, lachanam, sansara, bijam, viduyam. This is the bij of sansara. Sansarati, again and again you are coming. Sansara bij, this is the root, seed. So this will end, avidya, kaam, karma. Then what will happen? They said, anante swarga loke jaye, you will go to the swarga. Are, after studying Brahma Vidya, you said the swarga punya karne se milta hai. And that also in Lord has said, chine punya marta loke bhi santi. That was also said there. So after studying Brahma Vidya, you are saying again, you go to the swarga. No. It's not that swarga. One word has, this swarga is different from the swarga of Devaloka. With punya, you go to the swarga, which is in the Devaloka. From where? Chine punya, martaloke bhi santi. You have to come back. but one visheshan, one adjective is written, anante swargi, ananta swarga. What is this ananta swarga? So here it is, anante aparyante swarge loke sukhatmake brahmani iti etat. You merge into the Brahman. It is anant, infinite. And another word is used, je. It's a great infinite sarva. That means you become Brahman. And from there, you don't come back. Once you become Brahman, after that you can never become jiva. You cannot become ignorant. पहले सोच लेना आई वॉन्ट टू स्टे अगेन एज ए जीवा विल नॉट हैपन सो वंस यू बिकम ब्रह्मन नो कमिंग बैक सो प्रतिष्ठति प्रतितिष्ठति वेल रूटेड एस्टैब्लिश इन दैट मीनिंग ही विल नेवर कम बैक प्रतितिष्ठति प्रतितिष्ठति यू विल स्टे देयर एज ए ब्रह्मन ऑलवेज Even in this world also, with the same body, you will remain as a Brahman. Pratitishtati, pratitishtati. But you will be doing whatever you are doing earlier, you will be doing the same thing after also. The difference will be only this much. As a jeev, there was a kartabhav, I am the doer and enjoyer. And after the realization, there is no kartabhav because you have become Brahman, and Brahman is
Nikamma.
Akarta first. So you have become akarta. The moment you have become akarta, doership is gone, jivatva is gone. And no more papa punna there. But still, the body is made of pancha mahabhut. This pancha mahabhut will act in the world. The whole world will remain same. Only your vision has changed. You were thinking, I am jiva. Now you are thinking, I am Brahma. But you will be acting in the world. So to remain in that state, tapa dama karma is required. To attain that state, tapa dama karma is required. Prapti sadhan. To attain, you have to do the tapas. Kaya vacha mansa, you have to do the tapas. Conserve the energy. Don't allow it to leak out through your organs of perception and action, dhamma. Then, how to utilize this energy? Karma yoga. You have to invest it in karma yoga for the happiness of the Lord. If you continue to do like that, a realized master always does the same thing even after realization. Karma yoga is continuing. Pratisthati, pratitishtati, he will remain in that state. And once a word is repeated in Upanishad, that means the end. Pratisthati, pratitishtati. So that is the end of our Upanishad. So with the grace of Pujya Gurudev and Guruji, on this auspicious day of 100th birth centenary of our Pujya Gurudev, we are completing, or we have completed this Upanishad.
We will chant the first sloka. Om kene shitam patati preshitam manah kena prana prathama praiti yuktah kene shitam vacham imam vadanti chakshu shrotram kau devo yunakti om punamada punamidam पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरि ॐ श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ॐ next we are going to start.
So why do we repeat this mantra again first? So that you continue study. अब जाके घर में नहीं रखता ना गैप पेनों में सब ऊपर. So next week is Mother's Day. We have got no class, and after that, Deepak ji has suggested there will be question and answer on Keno Upanishad only.
Then after that, we are.
And you will be sending our questions to me and Deepak ji, and Deepak ji will compile. If there is a repetition, he will give me the list, and I will need some time to study. You know, so give me in advance. Don't test me. And the next text will be Vivek Churamani. We'll start Vivek Churamani.